So, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the first very early plenary session of this third day of a lovely conference so far. We're enjoying Constance a lot. We're enjoying the vibes and the lively discussions. We hope that we can contribute a little bit to also these ongoing and very lively and fiery discussions that we have witnessed over the last few days. So this panel is called Envisioning Anthropological Futures, which is a very megalomaniac title, but we will, of course, within all of the different presentations, downtone our jargon a little bit, and also at the very end of the plenary discussion, hope to engage in a very lively, constructive, and respectful discussion. My colleague, Christina Mashimi, and I, who is standing to my left, will introduce and moderate this session, which we have organized on behalf of the board of the German Anthropological Association. This plenary session stands on the shoulders of the previous 27 boards of the Deutsche Gesellschaft für Völkerkunde and the Deutsche Gesellschaft für Sozial- und Kulturanthropologie since its foundation in 1929 and owes to the work of past and present anthropologists that have and continue contributing so fervently to the intellectual and political debates within our society. Today's plenary session addresses a variety of issues related to contemporary anthropological practice, its beauty, and the reasons why we all love it so much, and how else should it be, the challenges and difficulties we face. These are fascinating times to be an anthropologist, in anticipation of what methodologies, technologies, infrastructures, socialities, and materialities are yet to emerge or disappear as contemporary forms of life. Anthropology has long overcome the epoch of its protagonists' single-authored heroic narratives that highlighted the daring and dangerous adventures of the lone ethnographer who disembarked with pen, paper, typewriter, and malaria pills in faraway places, unable to be reached for weeks, months, or sometimes years. Paired with a mindset of Eurocentric superiority, typical of the modern era of anthropology, and no one really to check on the information written about natives, as in Malinowski or Boas's terms, have put with the next anthropologists also a few hundred islands away, no World Wide Web or other comparable networks, nor blogs written by those we study with, no commenting, liking, loving, disliking, or rejecting on social media, no Google Maps tracking, which checks the field workers' movements, no online clouds to check data and stories collectively, no obligatory data management plans, data repositories, pages of informed consent forms, ethics boards, inflated publish or perish policies, leading to exaggerated critiques and the envy of fellow colleagues' work or their being ignored. There might also have been less knowledge and consciousness among our interlocutors and informants and friends of what anthropology is and how we are supposed to behave and compensate them for their time and hospitality in the field, a consciousness triggered by multiple experiences with other anthropologists and the media. Today, former so-called interlocutors have become anthropologists themselves, work for NGOs or are hired by international corporate social responsibility projects as translators or so-called local experts. In addition, in our non-tenured working and precarious labor conditions, the uncertain and frustrated tiptoeing around the abyss of academic administrative tasks at present is far from instilling ethnographers with heroic feelings. In the context of teaching, it will be exciting to see whether genuine efforts to connect the technical and critical with the intellectual and emotional dimensions of fieldwork and ethnography as modes of knowledge construction will occur. and whether such contemporary pedagogies in the form of blended and other learning practices will draw on the multimodalities of ethnographic forms of representation and communication. Only time can tell whether tandem, team, or multimodal ethnography, mixed methods, or various configurations of newly emerging scholarships will keep anthropology close to the heartbeat of lived experience in the everyday, or become neat footnotes in the discipline's highly diverse canon of theories and methodologies. In the early 21st century, where not only natural and cultural landscapes are changing dramatically and rapidly before our eyes, but where previous centers of epistemic and academic power are gradually dispersing into global networks of knowledge production, one all-encompassing question remains crucial for our discipline to remain intellectually and ethically instructive. Will future anthropologies manage to more radically decolonize its practices of teaching, studying, and representing constructed knowledge? Or will newly emerging and shifted hegemonies and imperialisms take over and substitute those that have preceded them?
This plenary assembles presentations from four scholars who discuss the challenges, tensions, and problems of doing anthropology today. They will outline their visions for future positionings of the discipline regarding the epistemological and methodological opportunities and pitfalls. Our four panelists will reflect on inter- and transdisciplinary research and teaching settings and also discuss the need for engagement, collaboration, activism, and experimental intervention. In recent years, we could note a call for a return to politics within the discipline, as the political seems to be at the heart of our troubled times, and it seems that anthropology is what also matters in these troubled times. So how do we position ourselves as anthropologists in a time that is marked by the rise of populist and fascist movements, climate crisis and related environmental disasters? How do we respond to highly unequal processes of social in and exclusion? How can we not only describe but maybe also contribute to an imagination of the horizons of possibility amidst capitalist ruins? Or in other words, what is the role of anthropology in not only describing, but maybe also envisioning and shaping alternative futures? Tim Ingold describes anthropology as a discipline in the making, which will never be more finished than the social life with which it is concerned. So in this line of thought, we are very happy actually to have these four scholars here on the panel today that will share their very inspiring takes on envisioning anthropological futures. We set up this panel as a forum for continuities, but also for innovations. It is less concerned with systematic reviews of previous disciplinary discussions than with the articulation of future visions for practice and collaboration within, but also beyond the context of social and cultural anthropology. At the same time, we invite to reflect on the importance of the historic continuities of anthropological practice and theory and its values for an understanding of the entangled world we live in. So in the following 80 minutes, we will hear four short presentations of our panelists that will be actually arranged in two tandem presentations. So this is why we have the sitting arrangement here on the panel. After each tandem, we will have a 10-minute panel discussion. And then after this is through, we will open up the discussion to the broader audience. And we are already very excited to hear also your questions and your comments. So we have a very strict timing, also because we have the Mitgliederversammlung, the members, meeting, assembly later. So this is why I don't lose much more time. I will introduce very shortly our first tandem of speakers. So I'm very excited and happy to have you here this morning. This is Janina Kehr. Janina Kehr is a social anthropologist at the University of Bern. She published widely in the field of medical anthropology, and she works on the politics of time and the moral economy of medicine and public health in contemporary Europe at the moment, particularly in Spain. On her left is Tomás Criado. He's a senior researcher at the chair of urban anthropology and the Stadtlabor of multimodal anthropology at the Institute of European Ethnology at Humboldt University, Berlin. Tomás' work can be situated at the crossroads of anthropology and science and technology studies and involves ethnography and also public engagement. He widely published on questions of technical democracy issues in urban and environmental contexts. So please join me in welcoming our first two speakers.